Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Oh my, that's the sound of rock cracking, and this time it may not be the rock cracking we want to crack. Could it be that the United States Constitution, the rock of our country, from the foundation of our country until now, is finally cracking apart because of the actions of President Barack Obama? Well, we're going to explore that question in today's show, and you've got Doc Holliday here. You've got Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have you. Though we have some very contentious times, we are in a constitutional crisis, says Congressman Steve King. We're going to listen to what he has to say in a few minutes, along with some others, including our chief executive, or should I call him Emperor Obama. He said himself just last year that he's not an emperor. He could not do these. He's done all he could on the laws, but I guess he decided that he wanted to be an emperor because last year he said he couldn't do it because he's not an emperor. This year he does it, so does that make him Emperor Obama? I think he just proclaimed himself as our emperor, America's first emperor. Man, are we in a constitutional crisis? Well, let's sort these things out in today's show. Before we get into the constitutional crisis from our new emperor, let me just talk to you a little bit about last week. Did you listen to last week's show? If you did not, go back and listen to last week's show as we had Goober Gruber. You know who Goober Gruber is? Well, he's the MIT doctor, professor. And you know, I thought, well, maybe he's just really knows this Obamacare stuff and he loves it and he eats, sleeps, and breathes it. And then I found out he made over $4 million consulting on Obamacare, over $400,000 from the White House and this administration, and then other consultations from states around the nation. $4 million. That's pretty good money. That's pretty good money for writing something nobody understands. And he told people as he was doing academic forums, that told the audiences that the Obamacare plan, that the Affordable Care Act, was meant to be opaque. That means it's non-transparent. And some of the people on panel discussions, of course, they asked him, said, why don't we make this more transparent? And he said, because it would never pass. He was just being honest. An honest Goober Gruber, Dr. Gruber from MIT, economist, and a millionaire, unless he spent it all. And I'm sure he has more where that came from, as he still continues to consult. Well, I hope he gets before a congressional hearing and explains himself. But the more and more, I guess the nugget you need to get from this before we get on into the immigration issue is the fact that Mr. Gruber, or Dr. Gruber, what he has said and what they found in subsequent tapes, it can be very important as what did the administration mean when he said, and he's later said, no, he didn't mean that, but he said in tapes that if the federal government came in and made the health exchanges in states, and if the states refused to do their own health exchange, then the citizens would get no subsidies And he's backtracked on that. But that's what he said in the tapes. And it's very important because of a lawsuit. The United States Supreme Court says they will hear. And what does Obamacare really mean? And we've talked about in previous shows, won't get into that, but one sentence could wipe out the entire 2,800-page law. I hope it does, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll continue giving updates right here. And if you don't understand that, you go back and listen to some of the past shows, because we've covered that and what that one sentence is. It's going to the Supreme Court. They will hear the case. And what did Congress mean? Did they mean what they wrote, or did they really mean something else and they just wrote it too quickly? Well, it's going before the Supreme Court. So we will see. And Dr. Gruber could be a very big, what he says, his words on tape could be a very big event in deciding that case. So you're hearing things right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I did want to say, I asked the question, why did this come out right after the election? I just knew, I couldn't understand why this was not out before the election. Comes to find out, there's a gentleman who broke the story, and he was somebody like me. He lost his health care. He lost his health care for him and his family. He was so outraged, and we need more private citizens like him. He sat through hours and hours of videotape to listen to all these forums and find this little bit of damning evidence and truth nuggets that Dr. Gruber put out. And he got those together. He couldn't find a media outlet that would take it. We could have heard about this a month before the election, but the media outlets wouldn't take what he'd found until after the election. Not even the conservative ones. I don't understand that, but that's what I want to take my hat off to, the one who dug down and found these tapes. So, yes, you can do something. I'm telling you that to encourage you. That's what Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is about, is to encourage you to do those things that other people aren't doing and dig down into these big, thick tapes. Go to some of these academic conferences if you're able to and get the scoop and the dirt. It's not dirty that Gruber told the truth. It's just that the liberals have been trying to hide the truth. And when someone tells the truth like Dr. Gruber, they run away from him. Just like President Obama said, doesn't know who he is. He's not part of their team. And yet they paid him $400,000. Well, let me tell you, I did find a clip from Jake Tapper, CNN's Jake Tapper. And he really summed up what Gruber said, how he said it, why it's important to your health care and the entire country. So at the end of the show, it's a little bit long clip. I don't like to play a lot of those, but it's going to run about 3 minutes. But I'm going to put it on the end of the show, so be sure to listen to that, because it'll explain to you what we've been talking about here last week and this week. And now I'd have to tell you, we're going to get to the immigration issue, but the credibility of this administration is shrinking. What is that? It's the credibility. The credibility factor is going way down. And that leads us to, should we have an emperor to the United States of America? And that's what we're about to talk about. Got a clip to play for you. And then I'm going to tell you some of the things that Speaker of the House Boehner said. We're going to hear from Charles Krauthammer. I told you before that Congressman Steve King from Iowa had some ways to address this and cause it a constitutional crisis. So get ready. We have got to dig into what our self-proclaimed emperor called it himself, said he couldn't do it because he's not an emperor. And then he did what he said he couldn't do because he's not an emperor. So that makes him our America's first emperor, at least in his mind, because this is what he's acting like. And before I get to the clip with President Obama, I think our friend from Tupelo, where we broadcast this show from, Tupelo, Mississippi, our native son, Elvis, had something to say about fools.
Wise men say, Only fools rush in.
My fellow Americans, tonight I'd like to talk with you about immigration. For more than 200 years, our tradition of welcoming immigrants from around the world has given us a tremendous advantage over other nations. It's kept us youthful, dynamic, and entrepreneurial. It has shaped our character as a people with limitless possibilities. People not trapped by our past, but able to remake ourselves as we choose. But today, our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. Families who enter our country the right way and play by the rules watch others flout the rules. Business owners who offer their workers good wages and benefits see the competition exploit undocumented immigrants by paying them far less. All of us take offense to anyone who reaps the rewards of living in America without taking on the responsibilities of living in America.
Well, Mr. President, as Doc Holliday, I have to tell you, you talk about responsibilities of living in America. Under our Constitution, out of 300 million people, over 300 million citizens, one of us gets to be president of the United States, and you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. You claimed to be a constitutional lawyer when you ran for president. You are tearing up the Constitution. Mr. President, I'm a citizen. I'm a talk show host. I'm on the rock splitting politics. I work hard for my family. I've had to get a whole new medical insurance for my family. I liked my plan, but I could not keep it because of what the White House did to me. I'm trying to keep my cool, Mr. President. But I have to tell you, the worst thing you've done for America is to shred the Constitution. And you've pushed it to the limit, but this time you've gone too far. You cannot make law. You've pushed it and you've pushed it. And this time, Mr. President, you are shredding the Constitution. You're not taking your oath seriously. And you have to back down. You're going to cause chaos in America. If you can do this, then when the next Republican president is elected, then surely he'll have to do the same thing you can do. This is not what you said when you ran for president. You said Mr. George W. Bush was taking far too many authorities as president, and you were going to act like the Constitution says you should, and you're not doing it. So who am I, just rock-splitting politics host? Well, let's see what Congressman Steve King has to say. Take it away, Congressman. This was on Anderson Cooper's show, and Anderson is asking him what he thought about could be done. And this is what Congressman Steve King from Iowa has to say.
Well, I am, and I just have this sinking feeling in my stomach about the situation that the president has thrown this nation into. When we have a fresh feeling coming off an election, the president knows what he's doing. 22 times he said that he doesn't have the power to do this, and yet he stepped out and did this anyway. It's hard to make a clear, concise constitutional argument on this, given what the president's given us, because they're just vague descriptions, such as if you're a criminal, you will be deported. We know that's not true. The criminals are not going to be deported. Those who cross the border illegally have committed a crime by definition. Those who have committed document fraud, they've committed a crime, and most of them a felony by definition.
Doc Holliday here jumping in, because I just have to say what Congressman Steve King is saying is so real and it's true. If President Barack Obama says criminals will be deported, then why are you trying to redefine what the law says? What is a criminal? Someone who's coming inside the country illegally, that's a criminal offense. What about the people who have stolen identities, identity theft? Are you just giving them amnesty? Are you saying it's okay for identity theft in this day and age, Mr. President? Does that not mean anything? This is a criminal offense. People have suffered mightily from identity theft that has gone on, and if you say the criminals are to be deported, then surely you mean the criminals. But I don't believe this president has a clue of what he's doing when he says all the people who've been hurt by identity theft, forget you. Well, let Congressman King go on as Anderson Cooper asked him the question right here.
They're not going to be punished under all of this. So this is
when the president says this is prosecutorial discretion. When the White House says that the president can do this because of prosecutorial discretion, do you buy that?
Well, you tell by my expression, no. I promised Janet Napolitano that we would take her to court when they brought out the Morton memos in DACA, and that said seven times in the Morton memos document that it said seven times on an individual basis only. They did that because they knew they had to argue that prosecutorial discretion is exclusively on an individual basis. He created four classes of people with that document. These are classes of people, too. He has no constitutional authority to do this. That resides in the Congress. This is a constitutional crisis, and I listened to all the humanitarian discussion. What about the rule of law? What about some compassion for the rule of law and the Constitution, this republic and the vision of our founders? This is a crisis, and we have some options in the House. The first thing would be, it would be a resolution of disapproval that lays this out. We've got to get a better look at the documents that will drive this first. Second one could potentially be a censure for the President of the United States. That's not happened in more than a century, and that would be at least a direct message to the President. Third thing would be to cut off the funding. I want to fund this government. I want to keep this government open. But if they ask me to vote for an appropriations bill that funds an unconstitutional act on the part of the President of the United States, I'm bound by my oath, as he should have been bound by his.
Well, thank you, Congressman King, by being bound by your oath and standing to your oath. I wish we had a president of the United States that would stand by his oath of the office of the presidency instead of proclaiming he's an emperor by making his own laws with disregard to the American people who elected the United States Congress. Wow, we got a lot to cover, and on the second half of the show, we will hear from Charles Krauthammer. I'm going to tell you what Speaker of the House Boehner said, and we're going to dig into some more of these issues of this immigration crisis. It is a crisis, a constitutional crisis, because of what the executive branch, the President of the United States, has done. Now, before we get into that, let me just remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're growing because you're telling your friends and your neighbors. And I'm glad to say that we're growing from coast to coast and even around the world. So if people want to tune in and know what's going on about the immigration issues right here in the United States of America, what our president has said, and is he an emperor? Well, people from around the world are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to get an insight of what's going on in America. So we do appreciate our international listeners. We appreciate you. You can keep sending us emails. You can keep sending us your messages, and we'll try to answer the ones we can. But we are proud to be a voice of America and a voice of reason that people around the world are listening to. Most of our listeners are right here in the good old U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, when we talk about rock splitting politics, right when we came on the air today, and I had to say that, is the Constitution being crumbled apart, being pounded by the executive branch and bullied? Is the executive branch bullying the judicial branch and the congressional branch, the branch that's supposed to make the laws, designed that way because the American people would elect the representatives? Not one person would make a laws or a decree like an emperor, like a dictator, like a king. That's what the American experiment's all been about. Don't toss it out and tear it apart. Well, that's why this show is so important. That's why you're listening to us. And let me remind you, you can go to my website and just go to the front page there and click on, and you can get the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order it. Our international listeners, go through Amazon. You can get the book through Amazon. Just check that out, Rock Splitting Politics, and you'll get the book. Order it. Get one for your friends and your neighbors. Tell them about the show. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page. Like that. We can get some things on there that we can't get everything on the show, so we try to update some of the interesting stories during the week. So be sure to like us on Facebook and continue to tell your friends and neighbors. And now let me get into some of the things that we are talking about, the immigration issue and what President Barack Obama has done and issued a decree that changes laws. It's making law, and the executive branch cannot do that. So what does Charles Krauthammer from Fox News, what does he think is going to happen now that the president has done this? Let's look into some of the consequences of what the president has done.
Well, you don't have to misinterpret it. You just have to interpret it. This executive action is a gigantic neon sign on the Rio Grande saying to Central Americans and to other people around the world, if you wait in line and you apply for legal immigration, you're a sap. You come here illegally, you have children, and eventually you will be legalized. This will cause a complete new cohort. We're going to have 11 million new illegal immigrants. In 10 or 15 years, we will be through this again and again. I would not oppose this if we were going to be serious about shutting the border. There is no seriousness whatsoever coming out of the administration or the Democrats on that. This is an invitation to a mass migration.
Well, you heard Charles Krauthammer right there. This is an invitation to a mass migration. I'm old enough to remember. I just started my professional career when President Ronald Reagan, in 1986, last time he had full-scale immigration reform, and the borders weren't shut, and now we're here 20, some estimate, they say 11 million, but some people estimate up to 20 million. But what Charles Krauthammer is saying, you can double that over the next 10 years because the border's not secure. The border is not secure. The president talks about all these figures in his speech he gave about deportations and the border being secure. When we talked about that on this show last summer, when over 70,000 children under age 10, most of them under 18, but they came across the border without parents, some of them traveling from Central America. Now tell me how that happened. And when the president says they have to be here 5 years before they would be part of this amnesty that he's handing out, well, would you please return these children back to their countries? They'll probably stay here 5 years. Then they'll be, given their legal statuses. The president cannot dictate by decree, and that is what he's doing. It changes just like the Affordable Care Act. We see what this president does. He changes the law all the time. And it cannot be something that is condoned in this American experiment. Now, we have Democrats trying to say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Because, look, if you do something big and bold, just like President Lincoln gave the Emancipation Proclamation. Who said that? Listen to what the minority leader, reelected after she's lost the speaker and keeps losing more and more House members every time. It's the minority leader, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Hear what she had to say on why she thinks the president is okay in doing this.
We want to work together to get something done in the manner that the Senate did. We would hope that we would have bipartisan support, that the case has to be made to the American people, or else these false claims fall on fertile territory. But remember, President Lincoln said public sentiment is everything. So the public has to, I wish the Republicans would at least give the public a chance to listen to what the president's trying to do. And also, does the public know that the Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order? People have to understand how presidents have made change in our country, Congress catching up, and in the case of Ronald Reagan, improving upon what Congress has done.
What is this lady doing in leadership? What has she done for our country? Her most famous quote was, "We must pass the bill to find out what's in it," talking about the Affordable Care Act. What a bunch of just balderdash. I'll just come out and say Pelosi is full of balderdash. She needs to know some history. When she was talking about what at the end there, just what she was saying, that President Reagan built on what the Congress did and when they redid the immigration law during his tenure as president. But did you hear what she said? That he improved what Congress did. Congress acted first, Miss Pelosi. Congress acted first. Now, she talked about the Emancipation Proclamation. Would somebody please get her a history book? Yes, President Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves where? He said he did not have the authority to free the slaves everywhere. He did not have the authority to free the slaves in the United States of America except for where he was the commander-in-chief in the rebellion states. Those Confederate states that were under rebellion, in full rebellion to the United States, he freed the slaves in the territories that the United States federal troops did not have control of. It happened, I know, in the Memphis area and other places nearby me. The go back in the history books, the slaves were not freed unless the Union soldiers conquered the Confederate lands after the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation. It was by amendment that slavery was prohibited. By amendment, constitutional amendment. The president knew that's what it would take. Go back and watch the movie Lincoln, Nancy Pelosi, and tell me, why in the world are we letting somebody like Nancy Pelosi try to tell us something? Her history is so messed up, and her policies are so messed up. I wish the people in California would really start getting some people in Congress that we could actually look up to and say we're proud to have them from the state of California in the Democrat side. There's some great Republicans, Daryl Issa, others. But wow, Nancy Pelosi, please read about the Emancipation Proclamation and do not even come close to comparing what President Barack Obama's doing. Lincoln said he did not have the powers as the commander-in-chief. He took the powers in the states of the rebellion only where the Union troops were taking over the territories, not where the Union troops had even been when he stated that. So I just have to tell you, my listeners, that I am frustrated that the president has done this. And I'll just tell you, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and I'm not a great friend of John Boehner, but I will tell you, this is what he had to say, and I'll just quote. John Boehner said, the American people want both parties to focus on solving problems together. They don't support unilateral action from a president who is more interested in partisan politics than working with the people's elected representatives. That is not how American democracy works. And not long ago, President Obama said the unilateral action he just announced was not an option and claimed he'd already done everything that I can on my own. He said it would lead to a surge in more illegal immigration. He said he was not a king and not the emperor, and that he was bound by the Constitution. He said an action like this would exceed his authority and be difficult to justify legally. He may have changed his position, but that doesn't change the Constitution. That's Speaker of the House, John Boehner. And I just have to tell you, that's why this show is titled Emperor. You know, President Obama has proclaimed himself emperor because he made the statement. He was not an emperor and he could not do this. And exactly what he said he could not do, he has just done. America in a constitutional crisis. I just have to leave you with that. I wish I could give you an answer. I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. They got several options. We heard what Congressman King has said. We've heard from several people. I just have to tell you that we will follow this closely. I'm very disappointed in President Barack Obama. I think he has failed the nation. He has failed the American people. He has failed to stand to obey his oath of office. He's not protecting the United States Constitution. He's not fully executing the laws of the United States Constitution. And the United States is suffering because we have a president who is not being bound by the Constitution. That's what we got for today's show. And we will continue on this subject. We'll be able to dig in and give you more about it next week, because we'll find out more what people are doing, what Congress is doing. And I do want to leave you with this clip. It's about 3 minutes long. For you that don't understand who Dr. Gruber is about the health care bill and how he was an architect of it, Jake Tapper of CNN, I'm going to play this clip, and then we'll finish up the show. Hope to see you all next week, as we will have some more rock-splitting politics. See you next week.
Live, Gruber, Jonathan Gruber. So who is he, and why should you care? Well, what he says might have a direct impact on your health insurance. So first off, who is this guy? This guy that Democrats are now claiming they barely know.
Some advisor who never worked on our staff.
I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill.
But he was paid almost $400,000 by the Obama administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, to be a consultant to help them write Obamacare. But don't take my word for it. Here's Jonathan Gruber on an Obama campaign video in 2012 in which Obama was dinging Romney for writing Romney Care, which he was then running away from, and which Gruber also helped write.
I helped Governor Romney develop his health care reform, or Romney Care, before going down to Washington to help President Obama develop his national version of that law.
Okay, so Gruber is one of the guys that helped write Obamacare. So what? Well, this controversy began when this video came out from last year at the University of Pennsylvania, where Gruber was talking about the sneaky way in which Obamacare was written so as not to make it appear that the requirement that you have health insurance or your employer provide you with health insurance, so that wouldn't appear officially as a tax.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
And according to Gruber, there was a whole lot of misleading going on. Take the issue of taxing high-end health insurance plans. Now, the White House pushed back every time anyone said that was a tax on people who had the insurance. No, no, they said, that was a tax on the insurance company.
I would disagree that with your notion that it is a tax on an individual, since the proposal is written as a tax on an insurance company that offers a plan.
But Gruber in these videos suggests that the administration was being less than forthcoming, or what outside of Washington, D.C., people call lying.
Politically, it's really hard to get rid of. And the only way we could take it on was first by mislabeling it, calling it a tax on insurance plans rather than a tax on people. And we all know it's really a tax on people who hold those insurance plans.
Okay, this part might be the most important. Gruber says that he and economists do not think it makes a lot of sense that employers do not have to pay taxes on the health insurance they provide to their employees. And remember, there's this tax, right, on just the high-end plans. Well, Gruber says that tax, through an accounting gimmick, eventually is going to hit all employer plans, all of them.
What that means is a tax which starts by only taxing about the top 8% of health insurance plans essentially amounts over the next 20 years to basically getting rid of the employer exclusion for employer-provided health insurance. This was the only political way we were ever going to take on what is one of the worst public policies in America.
So he's saying this is eventually going to hit all of the insurance plans provided by all employers. Again, this is not what the White House was saying at the time.
What I've said and I've taken off the table would be the idea that you just described, which would be that you would actually provide, you would eliminate the tax deduction that employers get for providing you with health insurance, because frankly, a lot of employers then would stop providing health care and we'd probably see more people lose their health insurance.
And keep in mind, of course, Gruber thinks Obamacare is a good thing. It's just that we voters were too stupid to realize that, so we had to be fooled. And that's why so many people are mad about it. And with a Republican-controlled Senate and House and a pending Supreme Court case, all of this anger might have an impact on you.
That was Jake Tapper, and this is Doc Holliday saying see you next week. Glad you're listening. And tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's rock-splitting politics.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.